Dr. Burns, thank you for coming today. Can you tell us more about the project? Where does this idea come from?
Thank you. Well, the idea of paying students for their work isn't new. For example, students in Denmark are paid about 760 euros a month to attend university. They receive the payments for a maximum of 6 years, starting at the age of 18. The goal of paying students is to encourage them to finish their education and be able to get a good job in the future.
I see. Let's hear from our first caller. Mariam Hassan is the president of a medium-sized university. Dr. Hassan.
Hello. Yes, I recently read about this new program and I really don't think it's a good idea. I understand that many students drop out of university because of financial problems. At my university alone, the dropout rate is over 25%. However, will paying students really encourage them to continue? In my experience, it won't. Of course, the statistics are terrible, but I'm not confident that this program will solve the real problems. It may just cover them up. I think the money would be better spent on student services, like hiring additional professors and advisors. Two of the reasons why students drop out are stress and poor time management. Advisors can help students learn to manage their time better. As a consequence, students will do better at university and will be more likely to graduate.
I can see your point, but we have already spent a lot on student services. I think that paying students to study will show them that we treat them like adults. It will give them a sense of responsibility. University students are young adults, and so when they have a choice between staying at university and studying or going to work and making money, they often make the wrong choice. They want to have money so that they can buy things for themselves. Besides, we don't want to pay them a lot. I think we're simply giving them an option. Stay at university and be paid, or get a minimum wage job.
Christine Thorne is a parent with two children at university.
Hello. I was very worried when I heard about this new programme. I realise that students need encouragement to stay at university, but are we going in the right direction? First of all, I feel that we're sending the students the wrong message. Learning should be about studying new things and being responsible. Personally, I think the students who aren't interested in studying will simply take the easy courses to keep their average grade high and get the cash. I believe that we should focus more on rewarding excellent universities and teachers, and not on students who might be lazy.
These are all good points, but I don't think that this view applies to all students. Not all parents are educated or interested in studying. They pass this bad attitude on to their own children. Then the children don't see the benefits of learning. To change this image, we need to show them a good reason for studying.
Thank you. Let's have a look now at some of the comments we've received during the programme.